When you hear people say, "I'm a homemaker," what comes to mind? How about falling into line of typical domestic roles of stay-at-home mom and housewife? Or keeping the home in order and having lunch bags packed and dinner ready by 6? Or maybe the criticism that homemakers receive because they fail to contribute to the world problems that are bigger than their family. Saying stuff like, "Oh, she's capable of so much more, she is substandard to the working woman," leaving many feeling underappreciated and unworthy. And what about the working woman? The ones who invest in their careers and climb the ranks to achieve the pinnacle of success, but at what cost? Receiving criticism that she has stepped away from traditional values of family and homemaking? Why do so many women feel that it is impossible to do both? That it is a catch-22? I am determined to redefine what it means to be a homemaker. That maybe it goes past the physical task of keeping up with the home and requires more of interactions and investment in the people we love and care for. Join me in redefining, redoing, and rediscovering the balance of being a homemaker in today's world. I am Bree, and this is my podcast. Hey, y'all. So I am so excited to invite a very special guest onto the I Am Bree podcast show today. When it comes to this particular episode about creating a space that you love, I just think that her life experience, what she has done within her space, would just bring so much insight and ideas to you guys. And so I'm so excited to introduce to you guys my own sister, Kristen. Kristen, can you say hi to everybody?
Hello, everyone. And thank you for having me.
No problem. I'm so happy that you're able to join me on my podcast show today. And so, like I mentioned earlier, this episode is really about creating a space that you love. And I just think that this episode should just be about a conversation around how to create a space that you love and just not have it be so focused on home decor and being designers, home designers, because we all know that I am not. And this episode is really not about focusing on the designing of your home, but is really focused on creating this space and using home decor as a way to create that space within your home. So without further ado, I kind of wanted to just jump into the episode and talk about the meaning of homemaking and what homemaking has been for you and how you have approached homemaking within your family.
Right, absolutely. I'm a single mom. I'm a working mother, working woman. And so I think what we have traditionally believed a homemaker to be, what we envision, is kind of this Stepford wife, where they're at home and they keep the home clean and it's, you know, all of the lunches and making dinner and whatnot. That's just not my reality. So for me, I had to approach homemaking in a different way, because I truly believe that even though I don't fit that particular mold, it doesn't mean I'm any less of a homemaker. I firmly believe that homemaking can take many different forms. So for me, how I approached homemaking was focusing on creating an environment where the people that I am connecting with, that's, you know, my family, my friends, my community, the people that I do life with, I want to create an environment where we thrive. And when I approach homemaking from that perspective, it allows me to kind of redefine, right, what homemaking is for me, right? Because again, what homemaking looks like for me versus you or, you know, someone else, it's going to be different. But when the focus is on creating an environment where those that I'm connecting with are thriving, how I approach it, it gives me a lot of flexibility on how I approach it and how I achieve that particular goal.
For sure, for sure. And I think really just the whole premise of this podcast, when I am putting forth the message of redefining, redoing, and rediscovering homemaking, it's really to allow the flexibility for homemakers. You know what I mean?
Like, right.
Rather than it just being so rigid to the traditional tradition of
Stepford wives or stay-at-home moms. Like, I'm not saying that they are no longer homemakers. No, they are. They fulfill that traditional role. But what I'm saying is it should be more flexible.
Yeah, when I think it's just opening that door to allow homemaking to take different forms, right? Because, I mean, we all have different situations and whatnot. And like you said, it's not that those who choose to stay at home, and be stay-at-home moms, be stay-at-home wives and homemakers, that's awesome and great. For me, that just wasn't an option for me, but I still wanted to be a homemaker for my own family. And so I think it's just, I think what you're doing is great, because again, it's allowing flexibility, and it's one of those, I hate to go back to school, but it's just like, there's more than one way to solve this problem. You know what I mean? It's just like, there's more than one way to be a homemaker. Yeah. You know?
Right. Right. And so with that being said, when we talk about homemaking and creating a space for the people that we love and care for them to thrive, I think it is so important to emphasize the fact that you as a homemaker are deciding what your home is going to look like, what your home is going to feel like. And right. That can be very different for people. And so for you, being a single working mom, what does that space where the people who are in your life, who you do life with, what does that look like for it to be a home that helps them to thrive?
Home that helps them to thrive. Yes. Well, I think for me, I'm going to kind of focus on my immediate family, right? Which is myself and my beautiful, lovely, amazing daughter. I think for me, the focus was I wanted to make sure that my space, my home, encouraged connection, encouraged not breathing room, but encouraged calmness, encouraged peace, right? Because I am going to work, and then I come home from work. I needed a space where I can kind of just decompress from all the stressors at work, at life. Because if I can kind of decompress and de-stress and just kind of, you know, goose raba and be at peace, it allows me to have more healthy interactions with those that I care about, right? Which again is encouraging a lot, which is allowing me to thrive. For me, it's really important on having, I love to talk. And so I want to be able to have meaningful connections. I want to be able to kind of interact with people and really just kind of lose ourselves in the conversation. And I want a space that encourages that. And that was kind of what that looked like for me and how I approached when I decided to go on this journey, right? That's how I decided to approach it.
Right. And so with that being said, I think we have to have a conversation. We have to bring up the topic of home decor when it comes to creating a space.
Yes.
Because that only makes sense.
Right.
And with that being said, I kind of wanted to give you the opportunity to just sort of share your journey as far as you creating the space, because I know that it wasn't always like this.
Right.
And when I tell you guys that, I'm not saying that her space was ugly by any means, but there definitely has been a transformation in your space. And when you talk about how you want your space to be one that is inviting and that is encouraging conversations, you've really done that. And so how did this all start for you?
How did it all start? Yes, absolutely. To be honest, what really propelled me to like just sit down and do it was unfortunately the pandemic. So before I would go to work and I would come home and eat and sleep, just kind of did that routine. And so I didn't really take advantage of the space. But when COVID hit, I was blessed to have a job where I can work from home. So COVID hit and I got the email saying, hey, for the time being, we're going to be working remotely. So let us know what you need, right? So now all of a sudden, I am spending pretty much all day in my home, right? In my space. And whereas before, I would spend the majority of my time, the majority of my waking hours at work. Now all of a sudden, I'm spending all of my waking hours in, at home. And I realized that I needed to make a change. I wanted to be able to have healthy interactions with those that I care about, those that I connect with, my family, my friends, my community. I want to have healthy interactions. And I focus on that because what was happening is here I am spending all day at home. The most change I'm going is, from my room to the kitchen to the living room. And I was becoming annoyed. I realized I didn't have a space where I was able to kind of decompress and transition from work mode to home mode. I just felt drained, and therefore my interactions with people, I was short, I was irritated, and that came through. And the thing is, that's not what I wanted, right? I didn't want that. And so as opposed to sitting down and looking at everyone else and saying, this is what you guys need to do in order for me to have a positive interaction with you, I decided to look at, let's change the space. Because that was the thing. I was finding myself just not being happy. I didn't like being at home. And the thing is, with COVID, we are spending so much time at home. I think a lot more time than we have in any other time in history. And so it's just like, okay, if I'm going to spend the majority of my waking hours, all of my waking hours in this space, let me create a space that is going to help me to thrive and is going to help those that I am living with thrive as well. Right.
Right. And I think you're right. I think it has really put the idea and the importance of physically creating a home and a space that is beautiful and inspiring for you at the forefront of our minds. Because mm-hmm. when you think about it, when you go on vacation and you're going to a hotel or somewhere nice, like it is decorated, it makes you feel relaxed. Mm-hmm. It makes you feel rejuvenated. It just makes you feel excited. And your home should do that for you. Like if we really just took the time to make our homes beautiful and inspiring and our quote unquote aesthetic, like we don't have to, I'm not saying we shouldn't, but we don't have to spend that money to go outside of our home on a vacation to feel rejuvenated. Like imagine if we put that time and that energy into our home so that when we go to work, we go to work and then we come home and we feel rejuvenated.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like I think you hit the nail on the head where going on vacation shouldn't be you escaping from your home. Right.
Right. I love that point. So you've gotten to the point where it's just like, okay, I'm inspired to change the space. And I guess share your process as far as how you went from I'm deciding to really put some time and effort into creating a beautiful space and then where your space is right now. I noticed that a lot of the things in your home is it's different than what was there before, and there is actually literally more space. Like how did you get to that point?
Absolutely. So again, when I decided to do it, right, I'm going to create an environment that works for me. And so I looked at the space, I looked at the room, and I thought, okay, what do I want to achieve? I asked myself the question, what is the purpose? What do I want out of this space? And then I went from there, right? So for me, again, I wanted to create a space where I can be in it for an extended period of time. And I wanted a space where when I'm done working, I can relax, I can breathe, I can kind of just calm down and be at peace with myself. And then I also wanted to create a space where, again, I'm able to connect with people. Once I did that, before I even did any purchasing or anything like that, I went and I looked and I did a, I guess they call them a mood board. And this is where you probably need to talk to a professional, but I created kind of an inspiration board so I can visually see, okay, what do I want the end result to look like? I think it's very important when approaching anything is kind of sitting down, writing it down, because I wanted to see what is it that I am working towards. I think on the onset, it can be a little discouraging because you're not seeing a lot of results. And so that's where having kind of that visual reminder, right? So whether you're writing it down, whether you, again, like me, had pictures and put it on a poster board, I have a visual reminder of, okay, this is what I'm working towards. This is where I'm going. And it helps me to push through those moments, those times, those months when it was just kind of a blank space. And that's kind of what I did. I did that. And then I just slowly over time started working towards that. One of the big things I did was I decluttered like nobody's business. I think that's such an important thing to do right after you've decided, okay, one, what is it that you want out of this space? Two, create a visual of what you want the space to look like. The third step should be, okay, let's declutter. I think one thing I noticed and that I noticed in my space is I had a lot of stuff that was just kind of draining, right? It was draining my energy, affecting my mood, because there was just so much stuff that just didn't need to be there. And it was taking away my mental energy. If you have a lot of stuff, that may require a lot of time that you're having to maintain the space, right? So that means like cleaning and whatnot. When you have a ton of things to clean up, guess what? That's now taking away time, right? So not only was it draining me mentally, it was also taking away time that I could have spent with my family, with those that I care about. So I did that. I did a decluttering, and I'm not trying to promote minimalism, but I do think that there's something to that, right? It's just like when there was so much stuff, it just kind of cluttered my mind. But now that I'm at a place where I decluttered, I'm now, my room's for the most part is done. It's just like there is so much physical space that having that physical space has allowed me to actually breathe. Like I feel like I can breathe. I feel like I can move, and I just feel calmer. I don't know how to explain it.
Right. Well, I think it's so interesting when you say that, and it's just like you wouldn't call yourself a minimalist, but I do think it's very interesting how you say that you decluttering and you, I guess, being more intentional with the things that come into your space. I think that's very interesting because I know this quote from Joshua Becker, and he has the famous quote that talks about a home with fewer possessions is more spacious, more calming, and more focused on the people inside it.
Yes, that is such a good quote. Like you said it a lot better than I did. That's probably why it's a quote. but no, I mean, that's so true. Like one of the big things that was taking up space in my room particularly was my dresser. Mind you, I have a closet. It's a walk-in closet at that. And on top of it, I had a dresser. And I went through, decluttered my closet, went through and got rid of a bunch of clothes and a bunch of shoes and just kind of kept things that, okay, these are things that I wear on a normal basis. And before I decluttered, I didn't do a huge decluttering on the onset. What it was is I kind of went through, did a first round of decluttering of my clothes, right? And these are things that I know I haven't worn in like years, right? But it's still taking up space in my closet. The focus was I wanted to get all my clothes and shoes in my closet. And so I did that. That was like the biggest thing. The moment I got rid of my dresser, it just opened up so much space in my room. And again, went back to like the quote says, my room was more spacious and it was more calming. Like I literally felt like I could breathe. So that was a really big thing for me.
For sure. For sure. And I think, you know, as we're coming towards the end of our episode, I just kind of wanted to just give the listeners an opportunity to just hear about what type of memories, because you were intentional with the space mm-hmm. that you created, and you were intentional behind making it be the space that you want so that the people in it are thriving. I kind of wanted to give the listeners an opportunity to come into your business a little bit. But you mentioned how the biggest thing that you got rid of that was so helpful in just sort of catapulting your space to just be the space that you love is you getting rid of your dresser. And I kind of wanted to have you just share with them, since you got rid of the dresser, one thing that you and my niece do that I think is just so beautiful, and just really how you guys are creating memories with the space that you guys have, is that you guys do movie nights, like literally movie nights.
Yes.
In
yeah, no, your that's room. Great.
And I kind of wanted to just like give you an opportunity to just share, because I just think this is just such a beautiful and cute idea that I'm like, I need to figure out how to
make absolutely this happen. Yeah, we basically, by removing that, it opened up so much more space in my room, that what I did is we have a projector, and I would go and connect my phone to the projector, and we'll sit and we'll watch movies. We'll watch short films. Mostly it's cartoons, right? And it's cool. It's so great, because at the end of the day, especially, you know, living during this time, especially on the onset, like we weren't going to movie theaters and whatnot, but still kind of wanting to create that intimate space that you kind of get from a movie theater. Well, in terms of they turn on the lights and then you feel like you're in this movie theater. It's an intimate space. I don't know, that's really intimate, but just creating that feel of we're going to quote the movies. And so, we put a projector on, you know, have it project onto the wall, because now we have this huge wall that we can, that's not being blocked by a dresser, pop some popcorn, hop on the bed, and we watch a movie. And it is so great. One of the things that I think is one of my personal favorite memories is we as a family typically go to Disney almost every year. And so obviously this past year we didn't go. And so Disney, you know, posted YouTube videos of like their parades and their fireworks shows. And so being able to sit in the room and put on, you know, the fireworks show from Magic Kingdom onto the wall, and sitting with my daughter, who has very fond memories of us going to Disney, and sitting there and just kind of reminiscing and watching it and being inspired and singing along, and all because I just created that space. And I think that was kind of the focus, again, was I wanted to create an environment that encouraged moments like that, right? It's one of those, it's magical, and it's just great.
Yes. No, I completely get where you're coming from. Because again, at the end of the day, I think really homemakers should be focused on building and strengthening the relationships with the people that they love and care for. And home decor,
it's a tool.
Yes, it is a tool to make yes. that happen. And at the end of the day, it's just realizing that the heart of the home is right. the people who
absolutely.
Are in it.
And you want to, yeah, absolutely. And just your home, the decor, the furniture, everything, it's just a tool that allows you to create an environment where those that are living in it are thriving, and you're connecting and creating memories, right? That's what's important.
For sure. But no, just like the tips that you gave, and again, this is by no means like coming from design professionals, but at the end of the day, you don't have to be a professional to do this.
Absolutely
you
not. Really I mean, again, not. It's just like you're redefining what it means to be a homemaker. It's just like, okay, let's redefine what it means to create a home.
And again, it's just, it's like, I think if we approach like design as a tool to connect with people versus I'm designing my home to look beautiful, it's just like, no, you're designing your home for the people that are living in it to thrive. Like it, I think it allows for more flexibility, I think, right? And just, I think, takes away that intimidation. I think that sometimes we may feel like I'm not a professional designer. So when I approached my creating my space from more of a, okay, I'm using this as a tool to connect with people, it took away that intimidation and the need to get it perfect.
For sure. For sure. Well, we are coming towards the end of our episode. And I just wanted to just say thank you. I thoroughly enjoyed, as I always enjoy, the many conversations that I have with you. And I'm sure this is not going to be the last time.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for having me. This is a lot of fun. And I hope I have brought some insight and just kind of was that pushing nudge that whoever needed it. This is definitely doable. And I just encourage you to take that first step towards creating a home that you love.
For sure. For sure.
Thank you so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed what you heard, please subscribe to this podcast and join me in redefining, redoing, and rediscovering the balance of being a homemaker in today's world. I invite you to follow me on Instagram at mrs.iambree. I would love to interact with you and get your thoughts on this week's episode. They say that home is where the heart is. I welcome you into my home, into my heart.